Gene's great.
Yeah.
You know, if you look on the inside of the album cover, you see Gene bouncing a drumstick on his nose and like coming in and like waving his tongue around the... He'll come in and stand behind a wall, and all you'll see out the corner of the wall is his tongue, you know, and he... Hi, Gene. You know, he try to throw stuff at him, you know. But, he, you know, he came to one of the shows this year, and he's great. The first time I met him, he was just finished that movie, Runaway. And he says, you know, he's sitting there, and he's like, getting ready for his show, and I had walked in, and I was just got off the stage, and I introduced myself, and, you know, he goes, I know. And I go, well, it's nice to meet you, man. And he goes, yeah, you know, and he was, like, sort of, like, cool, you know, but cool in a good way, too, okay? So he's sitting there, and he's, like, going on about this movie, and he says, we wanted to use Runaway as the title track. And I said, oh, that'd be great. And he told me more about my own song than I think anybody else but me would know. You know, I mean, from where it was on the charts to what it was doing at radio to, you know, the guy is he's like a walking library of the record business. And he's a great guy to hang around and to party with. And, you know, he's a good guy. You know, yeah. I like him. Paul's more reserved. He was having some vocal problems over in Europe. You know, he was really having a hard time. Mm-hmm. So he stayed in a lot. You know, he had to take care of himself because it was winter. You know, we're touring in the middle of nowhere in Europe, you know, and once a KISS tradition always was, is the minute they walk off the stage, it's into cars and out the building. So you're talking about going out in the middle of winter all sweated up, you know, and so he wasn't staying healthy, you know, and it really took its toll. But he was a great guy too, and, you know, he's a big help. You know, it was more fun hanging out at their sound checks because they would do like all these great old covers, you know, and everybody would jam. It was fun. There's so many people from New Jersey that people don't know are from New Jersey. It's amazing.
That's right.
Sinatra was from Jersey, yep. You know. So now everybody now knows that Bruce is from Jersey. Mm-hmm. But down here, you know, in Philly and in Jersey, we've known he's been from Jersey for 15 years already, you know. It's about time the whole world caught on. There's a Jersey sound, yeah, you know, because he and Johnny and Steven made that sound. And so if that's attributed to the Beaver Brown stuff or Billy Falcons or anybody else who they tried to pin that on, that's fine. You know, it's good that we have, some sort of sound, they say, yeah. You know. I mean, we don't exactly fit into that genre of music, you know. I don't think we could be on the bill with Southside Johnny anymore, but I put my, you know, I mean, they're right there in my list of influences, right in the top three, you know. But Stevie Tyler's from New Jersey, you know. Kool and the Gang's from Jersey. Frankie and the Knockouts were from Jersey. There's just so many bands from there, you know. I mean, people go, you're from Jersey? I go, yeah, you know, and I dig being from New Jersey. I think it's really hip. It's probably almost chic now, you know.
Do you think?
Sure. I mean, the first year I didn't want to say we were from Jersey because people not knowing who the band were could immediately say, oh, another Bruce, you know, even though they never even heard a note. So we would just say we were from America. This year I make a point of saying that we're from Jersey because, you know, it's a great place.